Blog Talk Radio.
When he hungry and don't wanna wait, gon' eat it up, he like the way it tastes. Got the munch, he smoked about an eighth. Tell him fuck a plate and sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it, sit it, on it. Tell him sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it, sit it, on it. Tell a nigga fuck a plate. Slim sick, big dick, I'm a full course. When I'm done, you feel like you fucked a whole horse. Back shots, long dick, I go double time. Energize the bugs, hit them with that dirty wine. Just relax, shorty, let me enjoy the view. Let me stroke you out, make you bust another two. And if I give you some, promise you'll be rough. Blindfold and poppers, I can be your dirty slut. Come put your face in it, nigga. Deep throat, I'ma swallow it, nigga. If you push my legs to the back, I can take it all, I'm proud of it, nigga. Yeah, I love a freak like you, and you need a freak like me. Wake up to breakfast in bed, brother, she's sober like bone appetite. When he hungry and don't wanna wait, gon' need it up, he like the way it tastes. Got the munch, he smoked about an eighth. Tell him fuck a plate and sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it, sit it, on it. Fuck a play. If we fucking, then we shopping, nigga, cut a check. Baby sipping, get them diamonds in a new Patek. When he mad, cheer him up with a little neck. Fuck him, get the coins, move on to the next. Lick it, then you stick it, it's a universal rule. I got a fuck buddy, tell me, can you handle two? Nigga stalking me, all I did was let him eat it. Head gang strong, I ain't gotta let him beat it. One nut, two nuts, I got more to come. Missionary nigga, we ain't done until I'm done. I want it in my gut, you got me opened up. Bust it on my butt, nigga, then I eat it up. When he hungry and don't wanna wait, gon' eat it up, he like the way it tastes. Got the munch, he smoked about an eighth. Tell him fuck a plate and sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it, sit it, on it. Tell him sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it, sit it, on it. Tell a nigga fuck a plate.
Yo, welcome to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I'm your host, Mother Man May, and this is Street Smart Radio. Listen, I'm super excited this week to be back. I missed y'all last week, all my millions and billions and triggers and good diggings of listeners out here in the world enjoying my commentary on what's going on. That's important in Black Trans news. Don't be confused by the title. We do not only cover topics that include Black trans people. We cover topics that are important to the Black trans community, which could be anything, because everything is important to the Black trans community, because guess what? We are real people. So anyway, welcome to the show this evening. Tonight we will be covering a variety of topics. Some of them will seem a little bit old because I didn't get to talk to you last week. So, girl, I got to make up for everything that we missed out on. So I'm going to cover some topics that may be a little bit outdated, I guess. Some, it's not really old, because this, with Corona going on right now, everything is still fresh and new, because what can be old in this time when we're glad to still be here? So anyway, tonight I'm going to start actually with a sad story, or a very sad story, to be honest. It's about two trans women that were found burned in a car in Puerto Rico, and the guys who were arrested and have been deemed responsible for their murders. And I'm going to tell you some things that I think about it. Again, let me say welcome to the show. You're listening to Mother Man May. This is Street Smart Radio. If you have any commentary or thoughts or anything you'd like to add or even question or challenge or anything you'd like to say in general about any of the topics that we covered tonight or any topic that is personally on your heart, mind, and soul, you can just call us at 251-3855. Again, that was so wrong. 251-383-3855. Okay? I thought I had it tonight. You know, I fucked it up every week. And I had really thought I had it tonight. I was just like, I got it. I'm going to run it off, and I fucked it up. So let me say it again. 251-383-3855. If you have anything you want to say, nobody never calls me. You know, I'm used to that. When I give my opinion, I'm used to people not really challenging me that much. So please know that I would love to hear from you. I just seen some reports, and I know people are listening out there, but I don't get any calls. So I want to know if you're out there and you're listening, you just want to call and say we love you, we hate you, or we don't even know who you are, please feel free to call in. Again, the number is 215. Okay. I've been smoking too much. 215-383-3855. 215-383-3855. That is the number. Please call in. I have messed it up all night, but I'm going to say it one more time just for clarity. 215-383-3855. I'm going to have to do like one of those like recordings, like where I just like give the whole rambling and the phone number all recorded. So all the DJ got to do is like hit the button and then this shit come out perfect because it appears mother can't get it right. All right, so I'm going to start with the story. Here we go. Anyway. Two men have been arrested in Puerto Rico in the shooting death of two transgender women whose bodies were found last week in a burned-out car. The two suspects, Juan Carlos Bologna, 21, and Jose Diaz de Leon, 19, were arrested Wednesday, according to the Negociado de Policia. State Puerto Rico Island State Level Police Office, Police Force. Please forgive me with these Spanish names. I'm not that great at getting the Espanol. I'm horrible. Didn't go to class. So please forgive me if I say it wrong. If you are Spanish, Espanol, and you are trying to figure out what I'm saying, know this. Me too. Anyway. El Berso reported, which I think is a magazine, that the two men were tracked down through fingerprints evidence found at the scene and cell phone tracing. The newspaper said FBI had assisted in the investigation. The Bureau declined to confirm or deny that to protect the investigation of possible investigative evidence. The two victims, Serena Valaquez, 32, and Layla Sanchez, 21, were found dead in Jamaco, a town on the island's east coast, early on April 22nd. The women had been shot and the vehicle burned. According to local news site Primera Hora, Captain Teddy Morales of Criminal Investigation Corporal of Mojaco said that the motive was revenge and that the killings were being investigated as a hate crime. Puerto Rico LGBTQ groups like Connie Amilo Perel, CABE for short, have been raising alarms about deteriorating security situations for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people on the island after the February murder of a transgender woman was filmed and published online. Five trans people were murdered in the last 2 months. Pedro Serrano, a spokesperson for CABE, told NBC News, 10 LGBTQ people have been killed in the last 15 months. Enough. We cannot continue to be ignored like our lives don't mean anything and have no value, Serrano said, lamenting what he is said to be a lack of acknowledgement from the government about the epidemic of anti-LGBTQ violence on the island. We are as Puerto Rican as everyone else. That's such a strong statement. As a black transgender person, I totally, like, feel, like, connected to this story. Not because I know anybody specifically that was burned in a car. I know definitely know someone that was murdered. We all, as trans people of color, know someone who was murdered. But just because, they, like you said, as human, we are Puerto Rican as everyone else. And that just brings me to the part of the story that stands out. It's like, in our community as black people, we are as black as every other black person. It's like, I feel like black people don't see me as black as Trayvon Martin. And it's like weird to say that because, of course I am. But it's almost like because I'm trans that they could ignore the fact that whatever love and admiration, whatever you felt for Trayvon Martin, the person you've never met before, I deserve the same. I don't, like, I feel like we are so easily separated and taken away from our own identity of who we are because we become LGBTQ plus people or members of society. Oh, they're telling me it's a break already. Child, I had just got started and sat back. But y'all don't go nowhere. The stories get more intense. They get better. I have more to say. Please hold on. Enjoy this break. Dance and party with me. There is more to come. I'll be right back after these messages.
I keep it juicy, juicy. I eat that lunch. Yeah. She keep that booty, booty. She keep that pump. Yeah. That natural beauty, beauty. Yeah, yeah. If you could see it from the front, we'll tell you see it from the back. Back, 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 juicy. Back, back, yeah. Back, 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 juicy. Back, 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 juicy. If you could see it from the front, we'll tell you see it from the back. Yeah. He like it thick, he like it fat, yeah. Like to keep him wanting more.
Overdose, you bring it back, back, back. I'm a big dog trying to eat the kitty cat, cat. I'ma slide in the way it fit, I could tell we match. All about my racks, hella cheese, I don't fuck with rats. Big crib in Hollywood, I don't even act. Come relax, let a nigga tap, what you wanna act. Take a low, with the pop, wipe the pain away. Juicy and it's tighter than a virgin like Madonna say. I love when you give in, I love when you don't. Hit me with the threesome and sometimes you won't. You told me don't fuck with no bitches, you know. Nah. You got it, yeah, you got it, baby, bust it on the floor.
I keep it juicy, juicy. I eat that lunch, she keep that booty, booty. Yeah. She keep that plump, yeah, yeah. That natural beauty, beauty, yeah, yeah. If you could see it from the front, we'll tell you see it from the back, back. In the night, he see that in the dark and in the right. He keep that, keep it running like a plum. He need that, need the up and need the thighs. He eat that up and in the night. He see that in the dark and in the right. He keep that, keep it on it.
I eat that lunch, yeah. She keep that booty, booty. She keep that plum.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and you are listening to Street Smart Radio. I just want to jump back in because, you know, my time, my hours used to be flying by faster and faster every week. I think I'm starting to like it a little bit too much and I get, like, excited into the shit. And now that I know that somebody's out there listening, it's getting more and more exciting. Anyway, back into the story. So, virtually what ended up happening was they found these guys, they arrested them, and they have fingerprint evidence provided by the FBI, which leads them to believe that these guys are responsible for the murder of these women in Puerto Rico, these transgender women in Puerto Rico. Now, the part of the story that stands out to me and bothers me the most is the part where he says he believed it was revenge. I don't know. I need some evidence to support why you think it was revenge. Did these girls steal somebody's babies? What's going on? Why are we saying revenge? Like, what have they done to deserve to be murdered and have their bodies burned alive in a fucking car. I can't say alive, but burned in a car or whatever. I guess that was meant to hide the evidence. I'm not even sure about that part. But I don't like the word revenge associated with the story because it implies that these women did something to deserve it. And when we made those kinds of implications, we need to bring back evidence to support that. I feel offended personally by you dropping a bomb right there and then leaving it out there to be like, oh, you figure out what that means. Because to me, that implies that those women lied about being trans and now they deserve to be murdered. Boop, not the truth. Those are the lies that they're telling out there that bother me the most about my community and the people that I know who I live my life with. Like, I understand that you could be told lies when it comes to trans people if you don't know them. If you're one of those people in America whom I don't know how these people exist, but I'm aware there are people in America that don't experience trans people on a normal basis or they don't think they do. So I understand that they could be those kind of people can be told anything, but I'm telling you that I know these people. I live with them. I've lived with them. I'm around them. I encounter them not just on a daily basis, on a momentary of my life basis. 75% of the people I encounter in my day are of the trans experience. Now, yes, I own a nonprofit organization. I do, you know, charity work and outreach and all this stuff, blah, 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 for the trans community, all that added to it. I'm just letting you know I will stand for this. We are not tricking guys into believing that we are born women. I'm going to tell you why we don't do that. It doesn't really even work. I will testify to that. That is not something that it really even works. You are more likely, I promise you this, America, whoever's listening, I promise you, as a transgender woman, as a woman who transitioned 20 years ago, I'm promising you, you are more likely to portray or to encounter a guy who is willing to be sexual with you if you tell no one, if you tell him you are trans. It increases your sexual life. Like, if you live openly trans, you can have sex every single day of your life just by living openly trans and saying it's free. And that's probably true for, you know, women as well, but that you can live on that basis as a person. I'm not speaking for women because I don't, a biological woman, I'm not speaking for her. I'm speaking for my own experience as a trans woman. I know that sex is not an issue. Being openly trans provides more opportunities for sex in my life. So I don't believe these women were murdered because they did not tell their tea or give their business to the guys or whatever. Bullshit. In the story, they said one of the women was in her 30s. Bullshit. Trans women who lie are always young and new and just don't know shit. They're lying because they don't know better. A 30-year-old trans woman already fucking knows. He like dick. She already knows. Men who identify as straight, that does not, it's an identity. It's an identity. For the same concept that heterosexual cisgender straight people can sit there and tell me as a woman of trans experience that I'm still a man, then you have to understand that at the same time that just because he said he don't, he do. I don't know if that shocked us. Anyway, I'm getting all off the subject. But back to the original subject, yes, they caught these men and they believe that they are the people. And the sheriff put that bullshit out there and it offended me to sit on a tangent way over there. But I'm going to come back to this, to what's going on with trans experience in the world today. Side story. I won't read the article because our time is not that long together, but I'll give you, if you want to read about it, the article is called Transgender Woman Set Herself on Fire in Georgia. There's a woman in Georgia, a transgender woman who went to the Capitol or whatever. Another reason I won't read the story because if you think I fuck with those Puerto Rican people names, these Georgia people from the country of Georgia or whatever it is, don't read me if I don't know. These people from Georgia, they ain't talking about Atlanta. I'm talking about over there. Them people, these names, these cities, bitch, no. I won't even play with y'all with that. They don't even know what vowels are. So I can't even think out how to make a sound when a T is next to the B. I can't even know that. So anyway, but in protest, the transgender woman went up to the Capitol and she set herself on fire because the country doesn't care about them during the coronavirus. They are sex workers who can't get a date during the virus, and they pissed with the country of fucking the place, state, whatever it is, of Georgia. They are pissed with the people. And she has decided in protest she is going to burn herself alive. I'm going to tell you this. And I'm an activist. I love my girl. I love them. This is stupid. I don't even know what the point, I mean, I'm going to kill myself because you won't help me. Help me before I kill myself. I don't know if you could use that fight with a bitch that don't care about you. I don't even know if you could direct that directly even means anything to a person who doesn't care about you. I know here in America that's ineffective. I mean, we as human beings in America walk by people who need our help every day, and we keep motherfucking walking because we need our help. I'm the first, like the other day I was in the Uber going to dialysis, right? And I'm in the back of the Uber and the fucking homeless man walked up to the car, but y'all know COVID-19. I'm in the car in gloves and mask and covered up like a motherfucker, like an Eskimo or whatever, like I'm finna bake it. You know, and I'm like, I don't know if he don't know, but he can't walk up to my window. First of all, I ain't have no money because nobody walks around with money anymore. Like, I don't know where you live at with that, but I don't walk around with cash very often. It's very unusual for me to have cash. So I didn't have no money to give him first. And then second, on top of all that, to make it worse, it's COVID-19. I'm covered like an Eskimo. I'm not letting my woman down to talk to you or to give you nothing. I'm not letting my woman down to breathe. Like, I don't even know. Anyway, but I'm saying all that to say I'm not going to burn myself alive. This is not a smart idea. I don't know how effective it can be to threaten to hurt yourself when a bitch already don't care about you. So please, people of trans experience, LGBTQ people all over the whole world, please think twice before you think that self-harm is a protest. Because I don't get it. I don't understand. She set herself on fire, and apparently the police came, put the fire out, and arrested her. So she was burned and went to jail. But she was not, like, she wasn't murdered. Thank God she wasn't murdered. I'm glad to hear that she was all right. But at the end of the day, I'm shocked. I'm thrown. I'm pushed. Bitch, don't burn yourself up. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Think again, sis. And the activists in the community were supportive. They were all like, they're not giving us, they're not helping us in Georgia. Our trans women can't get no days. Like, I don't know, sis. I don't know what to tell. I don't know what to tell anybody who is a sex worker and is struggling at this time. I don't know. I don't have a message for you. I don't have a hope for you. I don't know what to tell you, because if you link with these people and you date them, you're risking, you know, corona. But if you don't, what the fuck do you do? Like, if you don't, that's why you are, Mitch, you're an essential worker. You are an essential worker. Sex workers are essential workers. Because what the fuck you supposed to do, bitch? A lot of people of trans experience work in the sex industry, and I don't mean just sit on the street corner. I mean a lot of them do work that sell their body in some format, whether it be porn or whatever, fetish work or whatever, or direct escorting or phone sex. That's how people do that, phone sex. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And right now, it's like if your work requires you to meet up with people, then I don't know what to tell you to do beyond that, because you're in trouble. And I understand why these women in Georgia are upset, but I don't know if burning yourself alive is going to solve anything. The best case scenario is now there are people in America, in New York City, Brooklyn, New York, talking about what's going on in Georgia with these women of COVID-19, these trans women who are experiencing COVID-19 or who are going through COVID-19 in Georgia. And to be honest with you, because we are directly experiencing the same thing right here where we are, it's hard for me to have a lot of sympathy for these women, because I want them to, you know, prosper and get beyond this. But at the same time, bitch, I want you to be safe. I want you to be alive tomorrow to go back to work. Anyway, y'all keep listening. Stay tuned. We got more celebrity stories coming up soon. This is Mother Man Made, Street Smart Radio, Black Trans Empower Hour. Keep rocking with me.
Yeah. Somebody hit me today and they were like, nah, just make sure, you know, you tell me what to do when I get there, you know? I said, I respect you. No problem. I got all these blessings just to give it to others anyway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My hand's always open. Hey, 33 years I gave that to the game. 33 mil, I say that for the rain. 500 weeks, I fill the charts with my pain. 500 mil and I fall back in the six. Finally give you niggas the space you need to exist. Michael Jackson shit, but the palace is not for kids. Still women saying it's childish the way we live. Brought a few W's to the six. Baby mama fluke, but I love her for who she is. Baby Wayne and Tez responsible for this shit. Half the time I question my consciousness in this shit. Other times I question if compliments are legit. Full time I'm out here confident as a bitch. Trying to make good on the promises that I give. Trying to make sure my accomplices are legit. Register the business in my brother's name. $3,500 in a pocket that should cover things. Certified lover man, trapping out the motherland. Always move right, so my watch is on the other hand. She could try and play it down now, but she was a fan. People wanna know what's in my pockets, they don't understand. My assistant always finding Percocet and rubber bands. Know my mom might not wanna hear how I discover plans. Word to Sandra Graham, no one love you like your mother can. I watch Michael Rubin win a million off a couple hands. I decide what to see next like it's on demand. I decide what to be next like I'm switching plans. I'ma tell you what you feel next. Like the weatherman, I will split heads and break necks for my little man. Six God praying hands like I'm a religious man, but I'm just a sicker man, wicked man. Look, we can argue back and forth, but who's a richer man? Isn't that what matters in this world that we living in? Bank notes, dividends, snakes stay slithering. How you plan to make it to the top by just fitting in? How you plan to take a nigga's spot by just giving in? How you gonna treat this shit like you gonna get to live again? How you getting hype off one hit, do that shit again? How you gotta manage you met after you got the win? Bet you got some niggas that'll love you to the bitter end. Bet you got somebody that's just smarter than your other friends. Give them a percent and see what happens to your blessings then. You just need to stay close to your people that was there when others could have been, there when others should have been.
Got a nigga staring at the game like damn coach put him in. But you never listen, so you niggas going wood again. Got us in the crib talking about when niggas could have been, should have been. And I got your girl on the second floor begging me to put it in. And it's not because all of the money that you wouldn't spend. And it's not because I set it up to try and get revenge. It's because you niggas insecure, you ain't made men. It's because even though you hate on me, we stay friends. It's because you niggas never learn when to say when.
Yeah. For real.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Man made.
Welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and this is Street Smart Radio. Now, we're going to get into our first celebrity piece today, and we are talking about one of my least favorite people in the entertainment business. I wish I had, like, one of them boo sound effects so we could play it and be like, boo, we hate this ass. Anyway, Nicki Minaj is no stranger to stirring up drama. The rapper hopped on Doja Cat's Say So remix and dropped a few shady bars in the outro. Why you always talking about who body fake with all them fillers in your face? You just full of hate. That real ass ain't got your nigga home. Now you looking silly, word, that's silicone. She raps at the end of the remix. Almost immediately, fans began to spread that she's talking about Wendy Williams. It certainly wouldn't be the first time. Earlier this year, Wendy criticized Nicki for her marriage with registered sex offender Kenneth Petty. Now, you ruined everything about what your brand could be again, Wendy said. You're never going to stand a chance when you're with a man who pulls a knife at rape point. Nicki took the instant. Wait a minute. He pulled a knife at rape point? I thought he was 17 and he was fucking a 16-year-old and his mom put him in jail because that was illegal in his state. What am I getting in at? I'm going to have to go to Google. What? Anyway, Nicki took to Instagram to address the line flat out, denying that she was talking about Wendy. Now we need one of them sound effects that go, pussy. The line ain't about Wendy, though. She wrote on Instagram or whatever, hashtag say so remix. Well, if it's not about Wendy, who could it be about? Any guesses? Now, I'm going to tell you something that I read earlier, and I wish I would have pulled that story up, too, so I could have gave you a piece of it. From my understanding, the line might be about Beyonce, because we all know that Beyonce just dropped that remix. Well, wait a minute. That's a rule. Megan Thee Stallion just dropped a remix that has Beyonce guest featuring on the track. That's appropriate. Now, I'm hoping. I have, like, everything that I could cross on my body crossed. All my fingers, all my toes crossed. I got my ears crossed, my eyes crossed. I got a cross, bitch. I got a cross. And she is talking about Beyonce. Not because I think that actually applies to Beyonce. Just because I have noticed that if you go after Beyonce, you usually don't survive much longer after that. Usually, you get the Carrie Hilson treatment. Usually, you get whatever that girl name was, I can't remember, from Destiny Child that came Fang treatment. They know how, people know how to let you know when somebody is cherished in the light. And Beyonce is worshiped, praised, and lifted by many communities of the world. Many communities of the world. It's not a gay thing. It's not a black thing. It's not a woman thing. It's a Beyonce thing. Many communities of the world are connected to the Beyonce epidemic, pandemic, Beyonce. So I hope that she's talking about Beyonce. And I hope that it comes out and we can prove it and we can just, I can't stand Nicki Minaj, like personally. She did two of the worst things you could ever do in history in my life of, like, music. You diss Kim. I don't even understand how you could be a female artist, female rap artist, and fix your mouth. I don't give a fuck what Kim do. I don't give a fuck what Kim do. You don't diss him. You don't. I don't care. You don't diss him. That was Lil Wayne's doing. If y'all don't know that, by the way, in case you don't know, in case you are confused, that was Lil Wayne's doing. But she did it, so it don't matter. We don't fuck with her for that. And then you diss Pose. I'm sorry, I said Pose. Pose, which was the tragic thing that went down in Orlando in Club Pose, where the children were murdered by the band that shot up the club, blah, blah, blah. Which I won't go into too many details because that gets very personal with me. So I don't fuck with Nicki. And I hope that she was talking about Beyonce because I read that she was, and I'm hoping them, so that I could get my armor together because I don't feel supported. So many gay people in the community, so many people are trans experience. I don't think that's, I don't see it. You just being a girl. If you buy a CD in front of me, you're going to fade me right now. If you buy a Nicki Minaj CD, like, in my face, that's like you slapped my mama. I'm going to take that personal. Like, I don't know how else to take it. I can't stand Nicki Minaj that much. If you buy a CD of Nicki Minaj's music while I'm in your presence, I'm going to take it personal, and I'm going to feel a way about it. But this song with Beyonce Savage and Megan Thee Stallion, I'm really, really here for it. Beyonce cut up. She cut up. Like, but what else can you – I don't know what you expect or you imagine of Beyonce. What else but it is. It is. It is. Beyonce. Beyonce need to be like a new – a nigga now. People need to go, I'm Beyonce that shit. Ooh, that bitch came. She was Beyonce on head to toe. That's going to be like the new thing when you're going to turn some shit out. You got to Beyonce some shit. I'm just like, while I can't stand Nicki Minaj, I'm a Beyonce like fanatic. I'm not a fan of many people. You know how like you like certain people, and I understand that you can appreciate their talent. I appreciate the talent of Cardi B. I do. And if she's doing something and I've already paid for it, like it's on my cable, I will support it. Now, will I pay money to go out my house and go see Cardi B in person? I don't know for sure. It depends on the rest of the stipulations in that situation. Beyonce is totally different. Like, I'm like saving for my Beyonce night. Like, when I do the Beyonce thing, though, I won't fool. Like, I don't want to be, like, in 19th row, like, looking at a dot. I want to be, like, so close. I want Beyonce to point at me. I want her to make eye contact, like, shake a, lose a what's some things called that, over the women have here in the drag race. Them things, them white girls flying here, lose one of them hairpiece things. A clip-in. Like, shake out a clip-in, bitch, on my lap. That's how close I want to be to Beyonce. So I'm trying to save for that situation. But I can't say the same for, like, Cardi B. I love her. I hope she wins. I want to see her win. I love her music. I jam to Cardi B all the time. I'm definitely a supporter. I'm definitely interested in her talent. I enjoy her. But Beyonce is totally different. I'm a fan of Beyonce. I feel obligated to support her under whatever circumstance I can. If she's doing music, I don't have to like it. I don't have to know what it is to buy it. I have to just know it's Beyonce. That's enough. And I'm at least going to pay for it and then see if I like it. I mean, that's how I ended up with the Lion King album. But I wasn't even mad about those. I think it was like $10 or $12 or whatever. I wasn't mad, but I didn't necessarily enjoy it. I accepted that. I knew I had to buy it because it was Beyonce. And it is what it is. It is what it is. Anyway, y'all keep listening to Mother Man May. We'll be right back with more important topics in the Black Trans community. Community. This is the Black Trans Empower Hour. It's Street Smart Radio. Keep listening.
So with that fire, boy.
Uh-huh. Put some nipper. Oh. box, bitch, get that nigga mad. Pop you a new car, paper tag. Running through Neiman's, fuck up your swag. Posting a new shoe, flex up the jazz. Say he wanna play, hey, so I'm pippin' on that ass. Come here. Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for? What you looking for, huh? Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for? What you looking for, huh? Where my badass bitches to the front? Cuties in the back seat, smoking on the blunt. Niggas want the high seats, so give them what they want. Got the kissy box, yeah, I'ma give you what you want. Mirror got that high C, niggas wanna try me. Oh, he need it now, put that mirror in the IV. Highly likely, keep me on his psyche. Say you really wanna, better know it's pricey. Love the way I ride it, grinding on that pony. Got you all excited, juicy got you moaning. In it in the morning, juicy make you wake up. Get you in the shower, juicy make you stay up. Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for, what you looking for, huh? Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for, what you looking for, huh? Where my badass bitches to the front, cuties in the back seat, smoking on the blunt. Niggas want that high seat, so give them what they want. Got the juicy box, yeah, I'ma give you what you want.
Man-made. Welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I'm your host, Mother Man May. If you would like to add, talk, or discuss any of the topics we talked about tonight or any other night, or discuss your own personal topic or hear my opinion, share your stories and thoughts, or just say whatever you want to say to Mother, please call at 215-383-3855. I really hope I got that right. All right, on to the next story. Okay, this is one of my favorite stories right here, and I've been waiting to get to this because I got some things to say about it. As of April 28th, the United States surpassed 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases, but this hasn't stopped more than half of the United States from partially reopening or making plans to reopen soon. Prematurely restarting businesses means that coronavirus cases will rise, health officials say, especially in the face of insufficient testing. This puts the country's most vulnerable population, Black, Latinos, poor, elderly, and disabled, at greater risk of infection and death. For the Black community, the decision to reopen, despite the alarming data that shows they are disproportionately suffering from the disease, Black people make up 30% of coronavirus cases, according to the CDC, even though they represent just 13% of the population. Fuels the community distrust of government and health leadership. It harks back the cruel historical practices that use Black bodies as scientific silly putty. The event most cited to explain the historical distrust of U.S. Public Health Services, PHS, syphilis studies at Tuskegee Institute, which began in 1932 and continued for 40 years. Until it was exposed as ethically unjust. The study tracked 399 Black men in rural Macon County, Alabama, who had syphilis, and another 201 who were supposedly in a control group. PHS never informed the participants that they had the disease, and simply told the men they would be treated for bad blood at catch-all phrase, a variety of illnesses. Ultimately, the federal government would surveil the men to determine syphilis' impact on the body's organ systems when left untreated. I don't even know, like, wow. If you didn't know, now you know. It is 2020, so this study started in 1932, so that means it went on for 40 years, so that means it stopped in 1972. They were infecting people with the disease, not telling them, then sitting at home and monitoring them as they die from it. Specifically, black people in Macon, Georgia, that's almost like, why then would we, as intelligent people, trust those people with our lives? At this point, it doesn't even matter if they're telling the truth now. At this point, the distrust is so high. Whether they're leading us in the right or wrong place is irrelevant. All we know is we're being led by the devil to wherever. And wherever they're leading us, we know the long run is not good for us. It's like being exposed to the long run plan and being expected to go along with each step of the plan. So now we have proof and evidence that we can for certainty say you did this. And that action tells us whatever happens in the middle, the long-term plan is certainly not good for us. So it is like the trust is like, it's not even a question. No, bitch, we don't trust you. No, bitch, we're not going to listen to you. The problem is that we don't know where to listen. Where are we listening that's accurate? Because even the color of our skin is not safe. Now, that may pause with you, but I'm going to tell you that again. I want you to lean in real close and hear what I tell you. The color of your skin is not safe. You can't lean over to the person who was the same color of you with a trusting heart and follow their leadership, because that color is not even safe to you. Skin is being bought and sold. The media is full of black people who have sold their black skin to white people. So even then, in that instance, I can't trust you because we have the same experience or we are the same color because you've only looked out for you already. You sold me. So we have those Bryant Gumbo people. We have those people who are in the forefront of media telling us what to do next, and we looking at their skin like our skin and thinking this is right, and they're wrong. They're working for the enemy who we know is trying to kill us. If you don't think it is strategic that Atlanta, Georgia, is the first fucking city in America to open back up, if you don't think it's strategic that the specific businesses that they are trying to open first in these black communities are black businesses, not even just black businesses that white people don't frequent nearly as much as we, as black people, do. And that's strategic. Who in the fuck opens the nail salon first? If you bitches don't bite your nails, we are dying. Who in the fuck opens the barbershop first? Bitch, get you a razor and go bald. We are dying. Just pay close attention, because they're going to tell you next. They're going to be like, y'all can go to the club, but you can't go to school. It's almost completely insane to me to think that we can go to a beach, but we can't go to school. And that's strategic. We're going to let the children go to school virtually, but we know that in the projects, they don't have computers. Then we tell them they can't go out of the house, so they don't have access to the facilities that have the computers. And here's the worst thing they did about the whole school thing that gets under my skin. They implement a system of pass and fail that says either you got it or you don't. All the A, B, C, D, E, F, G shit is out the window. It's either you got it or you don't. And to me, that's another strategic way of pushing these black students on out the fucking way. A simple way to either push you somewhere you don't know where you're going, so you go over the cliff, or to hold you back so you can't get where you got to go. To me, in those instances, we're not even holding teachers responsible. Either you got it or you don't. It's like, I hope that black people, I hope that those of us who were protesting for Trayvon Martin, because I can't even say black, those of us who are in the community of Trayvon Martin kind of people, I hope we are seeing how strategic these people are being and taking us out first. Test dummies. Test dummies. Skin that we live in, as much as we can be proud and be brave, we have to be smarter than the average cat. We can't just be like blindly letting Trump tell us what the fuck to do next. Anybody listening to Trump sounds like a damn fool. Where's Melania? Where's Melania? I'm really curious to know. Like, that's rule number one. Where's Melania? We ain't seen this bitch in 6 months. I think Keita fed her to the tigers like Carol Baskin. Melania done been fed to the tigers, bitch. Where is Melania? That's the question. Like, but that's why every time Trump tries to distract us from Biden and from the vote, and from Trump is trying to make sure we don't miss Melania, because he don't want us to realize that bitch is gone. But here you heard it on the Black Trans Empowerment Show, Street Smart Radio. Where is Melania? That's my wrestling campaign. I'm getting T-shirts made, and I'm passing them out as soon as we get out of the house. I'm giving them to homeless people. Where's Melania T-shirts? I'm telling you, we got to be smarter than that shit. Like, we could go out first. Why? Why? And it's the worst part about it. It's like, bitch, we had to go out first anyway because we the bitches that ain't saved. We the bitches that was living paycheck to paycheck. We the bitches that need to get back out there. As soon as they know stimulus check, we the bitches going to have to go out there first. So I feel like now they couldn't even wait for that. They couldn't even wait for that. No, bitch. For all you bitches that did save, go get your nails done. Fresh haircut for the boys that saved. For all y'all that didn't save, go back to work. For all y'all that did save and make it smart, want to stay home for a little bit longer and then see what happens. No, go with get your nails done. You got to look good because you saved. Don't do shit, bitch. Let the Jews go out first. Let the Jewish people go out first because they ain't going to die from the virus. Let them go out first. And I'm not telling you almost up, but I got to say one thing before I get out. I got to give one more piece of advice that's on my heart. Please, 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 if you're listening, if you're sick, if you're getting sick, if you feel sick, die at home. I'm telling you, they killing y'all in the hospital. That's what's happening. People are going to the hospital, and that's where they're killing these bitches at. If you stay home, I believe in my whole heart of hearts, I have met several people. I have seen several people contract coronavirus and be fine. It is the people that end up in the hospital that I keep seeming to not make it. I don't know what's going on in the hospital, but I told my doctor, I don't give a damn if my leg breaks. I would call one of my children over to cut that bitch off. We would tie this motherfucker up in a napkin, and I would limp around on a stick. Y'all not going to take me to the hospital so they can pop that shit in me. I do not believe that people who are who are treating themselves, getting the rest and the fluid, vaccinating, and what, not vaccinating, what they call vaccinating, the stuff they put on your face to open your pores. Okay, I'm saying it right. Vaccinating are the people that are dying. This lady in the cab was telling me, you just boil some, you know, she was like, Spanish lady was like telling me, if you're getting sick, just boil some eucalyptus leaves and hold your face over the steam with a towel and let it all absorb. I did this with my kids. And I'm sitting there like, that's so interesting that this lady, like this Spanish lady driving an Uber thinks she has the motherfucking cure to coronavirus. And the government telling me no. So I don't trust them. I don't believe shit they tell us. I don't believe shit they tell us. I don't give a fuck who it is. I worship Karma all the time. I think he's doing a great job on the TV. I watch the man 3 and 4 days a week. I don't believe that shit. I don't give a shit. Bitch, I'm staying home because I'm scared that whatever they're giving us, they might give it to me. I'm trying to stay off their motherfucking radar out of their face. That's what I suggest you do. And bitch, don't you go, and let me tell you something, I don't give a fuck about them releasing and letting it go. If you can, if it's a possibility for you, bitch, don't you go out there until bitches start living. Don't go to the commercial club event, sis. Go to the fifth. Give it some time. If you can. I'm not judging nobody that can't. I'm not judging nobody that can't. I promise I'm not. I get it. Somebody got to. I get it. And it's going to be the black community. It's going to be the community of color. What else the fuck is going, what the fuck else? This is America. It's going to be the, it's going to be us. Who you think was on the front line of the war, every motherfucking war? Who do you think died first, every motherfucking war? Christmas Adams was not a white man. He was not blonde-haired, blue-eyed. He was not worshiping of the devil. He was not a Christian. He was a black man from African descent. He died on the front line, honey, along with many others. We have always, let me tell you that again, always, as in the capital, always, been the first to die. These white bitches lined up behind 15,000 black men first. The war wasn't lost until all the black men were dead, and then some white men died, and then they threw up a white flag. And girl, ooh, let me, my time running out with y'all. Thank y'all for listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I have been here for an hour. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you were listening close. Please do not take none of my opinions personally, it's all just allegedly. Keep listening. Please call in. Please share. Please tell people about the show. Black Trans Empower Hour with Street Smart Radio. My name is Mother Man May. Thank you for listening. Peace.
She got good throat. Sit that cat on my lap, I give it good strokes. I might have to fly out to Mykonos, or maybe to Japan so I can hit her like a Michiro. She knows what the fuck is up, I don't gotta dumb it down. Tatted like Rihanna, pussy singing like it's run to town. I love her, she's a freak. I promise if I could, I'd fuck her 7 days a week. Face from the Middle East, ass from the West Indies. Sucking the soul up out of my body, rest in peace. Head got me wobbling, she know I got cameras. She said we should vlog it, I know she got stamina. She said start jogging.
Like the way she works, ayy. She always puts me first, ayy. And I know I've been around, but I swear you got the best on earth. Yeah, yeah.
been keeping his hands up off my ass cheeks. I got something to give him, and if he asks me, I'm not feeling up, baby. I let him gas me. Light me up. I done seen the whole world, and they knowing that hot as us. Bankroll, they ain't really as loud as us. I be hoping that it's love, but it really just be the lust. Anything for a rush now. It's Van Nuys on a touchdown. It's a cold world, get a bust down. How you get my mind before my body and my trust now? He said life is too short, and he think that we should fuck now. I think I'm finna break him, it's gonna be quick. He know I ride that dick till I get seasick. Wavy little bitch to talk that east shit. Nasty, but don't put nothing past me. Now I got the pussy and the power if you ask me.
Like the way she works.